Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to King White Poetry Volume 2 podcast. I'm your host, Evan J. Darylis. Tonight, we will be talking about various topics. Basically, the topic I was going to talk about different topics based on King White Poetry. But I was thinking that maybe we should talk about the issue of race and the impact that it has on the black community and us as people. So let me roll this out a little quick. Yeah, so basically right now we have like an ongoing issue with Sandra Bland, which she got murdered. She died while in prison. So, allegedly, the police say that she was still alive when she was in prison when she took the prison photos. But to me, she looked like she was dead. And police brutality has become an issue over the past couple of years, especially more now. It seems like we have gone back in time. Like back to the 60s, where blacks got mistreated, and back to the days of slavery. This is like horrible. This is morally wrong. The same people who are supposed to protect and serve are the same type of people who are hurting us and killing us in our community. You know? Let alone, like, you know, we do have black-on-black crime, but society has depicted it against us for us to go against one another. Instead of going against one another, we should be standing tall and being here together. So we've come to a point that, you know, we don't know who to trust, what to trust, where to go. I don't trust police right now. To be honest with you, I'm going to be real with you. I don't trust the white cops, especially, because they are, killing us. Sandra Bland, if you see the video, she clearly got stopped for pulling over, and you heard they heard the audio. If I had the audio right now, I would let you guys hear it to see what you guys, your opinion is on it. But you guys can look on YouTube. You guys can look on different various news sites about it. And I felt that it was wrong that they had stopped her for that. They should have just let her off with a warning. She would still be alive today. But no, they take the law into their own hands. That's when power becomes a problem. When you take the law into your own hands and you deal your own type of justice, that's morally wrong, morally reprehensible. And there should be consequences to the actions. And look at Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, countless of other blacks that got killed. And not to mention only the countless of Haitians that have been kicked out of Dominican Republic, most of them who were born there and who have dual citizenship. They're being kicked out of their own country, out of the country that they built and they helped make better. Like helped them with their food and everything like that. The well-being and everything like that. But I will be back in a few minutes. So let's get into Fabulous featuring Tamia. So Into You. We'll be right back. KNY Poetry. As a matter of fact, listen, you guys should check out KNY Poetry, WIX.com/KNY Poetry for the latest poetry from Evans A. Darylis and Keena M. Martin. So stay tuned. Fabulous, So Into You.
I can't really explain it. I'm so into you now. I wanna be more than a friend of you now. When they act, I mention my baby girl in the interviews now. And I don't bring the problems from the 90s and the 2000s. There's no reason to have a friend or two now. Cause the kid's ready to tell you how he feel in a few vows. Baby, I speak in general now. But girl, I'ma do whatever just to keep a grin on you now. Where I go, nigga wear bikinis in the winter too now. What you think about tan lines on the skin of you now?
All right, that's as much as I'm playing right now. Let's get back into the conversation at hand and the situation about Black Lives Matter. You know, it's definitely a worthy cause, and it's definitely a movement that we all as blacks should stand by. Black lives do matter. It's that we got to get it to the politicians. We got to get it to the masses, the media. We have to let them know that Black lives do matter, and that these cops, what they're doing is wrong and morally reprehensible. We should be standing in unity instead of getting divided and conquered. We should, and to all these Uncle Toms that be kissing behind. And being saying, oh, not all of them are like that. You got to listen back to the days of slavery, where the people were hung off trees. And I seen a documentary where the same thing happened in the Dominican Republic, where the Dominican officials, according to sources, hung a Haitian mayor. And that is wrong, and it seems like history is repeating itself. It's like we're going back in time to a time when a place where everything was just all about killing, people doing wrong to one another, and it's not what the type of thing that we should be doing. We should stand together as people. We should not be going through a whole bunch of trouble and struggles. We should be standing tall as people united instead of being divided. We'll be right back. Yeah, we back right now. So basically, you know, I feel very emotional about this because it's really something that hits close to home, dear to heart. It's just that, you know, we've been oppressed for too long. We've been on a journey in which that they have humiliated us, have made us feel less than human, and we need to stand up and, you know, unite as people and not be divided. You know, so I chose to play this piece by Sam Cooke. A change is gonna come. See, we're afraid to die. Our people are continuously dying. You know, we've been on this journey for way too long. You know, and in relations to this, I would like to share a piece. Because you know, this is a KNY Poetry Podcast. What would it not be without a poetic piece? Okay, so this one, I entitled for now, Trouble. I'm a phenom, writing's getting me to become a legend, born a king, just like David slayed Goliath. Never took